Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia says government is committed to addressing challenges at the ports in order to make it the preferred destination for business activities in the sub-region. During a surprise visit to the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Dr. Bawumia also indicated that government will step up efforts to plug leakages at the various points of revenue collection to improve revenue mobilization. We bring you details.
The visit by Vice President Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia to the Tema port was to familiarize himself with the operations of the port and hear at first hand the challenges facing industry players. Dr. Bawumia was conducted round to observe operations of key institutions including Meridian Port Services, Golden Jubilee Car Park and Atlas Copo. He also inspected some seized goods at the state warehouse. In a brief comment after the tour, Dr. Bawumia indicated that government would take steps to consolidate some of the functions at the port in order to reduce the frustrations agents and port users go through.
Ghana is not an island. We are in competition with other ports in the sub-region, and so we want to be able to improve the performance of the ports so that it will really increase economic activity in Ghana, and therefore we will see more jobs created. So this was to get a good understanding of some of the issues here and then take that on board for policy formulation to make things more efficient. I believe that we can improve a lot on where we are right now. A lot of customers are complaining about very high handling charges, high import duties. So we are going to look at all of that to see if we can have a bit more efficiency in the port system. It's something that we are going to work with all the stakeholders to do. I think one of the complaints we've had is basically that people go from one place to the other and essentially get the same thing done. And why can't we bring for efficiency the representatives of all the other agents into one place so that they all look at the things at the same time and clear it to move? So these are all ideas that we are going to take, discuss, and be able to formulate new policy directions for the efficiency of port services.
The sector commander, Customs Division at the ports, Confidence Nyaji, explained what the authorities have done to reduce congestion at the ports.
We have a car park whereby all the containers that have vehicles in them come to this terminal. So when we open, if they are taking them out that very day, they are able to. If not, we have a car park that we park them, and then when they are ready, they do the necessary documentation, and then they are able to take the vehicles out. From time to time, we have to declare all UCLs that did not go. They didn't process within the estimated 21 days for containers, 60 days for vehicles. Then we process for approval with the AC here, and then the containers and the vehicles, we transfer them to Atlas Terminal to make space to work here.
Some port agents poured out their frustrations to the vice president.
4 years ago, I couldn't bring anything. I went bankrupt because of high tax duty and the charges at the port. So please, what we are pleading, you have to do something immediately, because if it's not that, like that,
the charges,
the levies, the duty. Look at ambulance. Last year I brought 6 ambulance. Now ambulance duty is 220 million for one ambulance. Before it was duty free. In your campaign time, you promised to reduce the ambulance. It was duty free. By now you can't bring bicycle. We are working for Gapoa and the government. We are not getting anything. We are not getting anything. So please, what we are pleading with you is that do something about this situation for us.
The Tema port missed its 2016 target by 4.63%, mobilizing over 7.3 million Ghana cedis against the more than 7.6 million Ghana cedis target.
Details of Vice President Dr. Bawumia's surprise visit to the Ghana ports and have